Good morning, Hopkins Junior High School. This is Dr. Ed Harris. I'm director of bands at San Jose State University, just down the road from you. It's my privilege to be here in Sacramento today to make some comments on your festival participation. I want to congratulate you for being here. It's quite an honor. Just a little bit sharper downbeat. It just seems a little bit tentative. For this room, the snare drum is a little bit on the heavy side. Yeah, blow through the notes. Dee-da-da-da. Descending line, you're probably going to want to crescendo just a little bit on to bring it out. You're getting a very nice sound, but it's a little bit on the small side. I'd like you to open the throat just a little bit more. Put a little more speed on there in the clarinets. Good job in the low clarinets. Yeah, again, snare drum needs to come down one dynamic. Put a little tenuto over the first 16th. That way you'll be careful not to rush those. Remember, the short notes always lead to the long notes. Okay, a little more separation. We can bring out accent material, tonguing harder by separating a little bit more, use more air. I would always start with a little more separation of the woodwinds. The forte piano, you need to come down quite a bit more. It's one of our more energized articulations. So sting it, come down. Good job on the release. Good sense of pitch. Again, vertical alignment, everything being together. Make sure you breathe together. Boom. And you'll have a perfect downbeat at 74. Electric socket eyes on your conductor. He'll breathe with you. Yeah, beautiful job in the woodwinds of tapering the phrase endings, finishing the note before you leave it. Yeah, don't be afraid of the top note. Push right through it. Again, start a little bit softer in the snare drum. Okay, he's giving you four beats to come all the way from forte to fortissimo. Then, actually, two beats to come down to piano. Yeah, nice portamento back there. A little bit of pulling back. Yeah, I need support from all of the trumpets so we hear the chords accurately. Careful of the pitch here and bass clarinets. Just a little bit on the sharp side. Need a little more timpani. Give a tenuto on the first of the eighth note, dee da 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 da, so we don't rush it off. Yeah, your piano and your mezzo spinning are about the same level. I think clarinets, you can bring everything up one dynamic. Yeah, and again, we're coming up to forte. So, for my feeling right now, it's really about a mezzo forte, so we got to brighten the dynamic spectrum up on the upper side. You're doing a great job at the piano, pianissimo, the lower end of the spectrum. A little more stretch on the da 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 dee da 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 da. Let the eighth notes bounce a little bit. A little more separation. Okay. Not too much on the flutes and on the tremolos. We got to hear the moving line below that. So if you don't play the melody, play one dynamic less. If you play the melody, play one dynamic more. A little bit more of the woodwinds when you start the little obbligato. Got to be a little bit perkier. Again, a little bit for this hall, a little bit less on the snare drum. Lots more separation on these half notes. Good job. Again, a firmer downbeat, measure 185. little more articulation on the second repeated eighth note. Da di ah di di di. In ways, a little bit of a crescendo is implied in diminuendo on that line. Again, vertical alignment, just making sure that we have good solid downbeats. 196 was a little bit of a problem also. Yeah, pull more dynamic energy out of the longer notes. The moving eighth note line will take care of itself with some melody, but we can get more strength through the inner harmonic parts. Yeah, really good pacing at the end. I like the interpretation. No diminuendo on the last note. It's a, like a wall of flames. Bum, 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 bum. And percussion, I think, if you can put just in the timpani, a little crescendo on the end, that will help us keep the substance of the sound. Good. One of the difficult things about this piece is he requires some dynamic shifts rather quickly. Like he'll go give you two beats to crescendo to fortissimo or two beats to diminuendo. So transitional dynamics are always going to be really important. When you see your crescendo come down a little bit so you have somewhere to go, if you see you have a diminuendo, make sure you're loud enough to be able to negotiate that. Sometimes I thought longer notes... especially you could utilize a little bit more in terms of this kind of dynamic manipulation to help give more dramatic dynamic shifts. I really like the ending of the piece. The interpretation is really good. I liked your movement, the transition into 184, I thought was really very exceptional. For this hall, I know it's really hard when you're coming into a new hall and a shell and not sure what to expect, but it seems to be projecting the standard room just a little bit more than you would expect. So just think about that. Accented material, separate a little bit more. Okay, moving on. Okay, careful to blow into the B natural A, D, Good job in all of the soloists. Good pitch. Very nice. Yeah, careful pitch. The bassoon's just a little bit on the sharp side when you come in. Back way even more. Yeah, just let the notes disappear. So I would come down two dynamics and then come back up to of the forte at rehearsal 13. Grow. Yeah, a little bit more from the clarinet, from the bass clarinet. If you can get most of your crescendo from the lower instruments, it's just going to sound a little bit more natural than if you have the trumpet do most of the crescendo going into 26. Some pitch problems here. Yeah. good job of not pushing the eighth notes. Again, a little bit more crescendo from the people have the half note that one measure before 68. Here we're tending to rush eighth notes just a little bit more. Okay, nice job in the oboe. I play out just a little bit more. Good job in the timpani of leading the crescendo. The bass moving bass line can move ahead just a little bit. Yeah, I'm sorry, these numbers are so small. I'm having a hard time reading them. Again, tuba. I would start your crescendo a little bit sooner, just as soon as you start that descending bass line. Let it open up, give more, be more expansive. Yeah, you got a beautiful 2D sound to the band. Job of balancing here again, the move, that moving line again, I think come up one full dynamics. Yeah, don't let the triplet get too rushed in there. Ya da di da da di di. It's in the middle of a rallentando. Da, da. I'll be a little bit lazier with the 16ths. This kind of a piece, you want everything to sound smooth and melodic, connected, sustained. Again, suspension here, lay into it. Always want a feeling of pushing on the dissonance. That way the relaxation will be more effective. Good job, woodwind winds. And no accents, not too much trombones. Yeah, beautiful job here. Intonation is stable. Yeah, I'm sorry about calling out some wrong numbers here. These numbers are just so microscopic. Beautiful job. I really love your lyric quality. Beautiful job of tapering phrase endings, of lifting off the note. My one concern again would be dynamics on this, transitional dynamics. Make sure you start soft and to make a crescendo. The accents in this, when they do occur, and there aren't a ton of them, but when they do occur, they're more what I would call an agogic accent, which is more with the air, than too much with the tongue. Some really very nice transitions in the piece. You guys did a beautiful job. One of the things also that makes this hard is that a lot of you are being held accountable soloistically, the whole section from, let's see, 18 through really up to about 44. It's all very soloistic. A lot of exposed parts where we hear you individually, and you guys have done a really good job of taking control and having good musical integrity. Just think of this piece as being sort of what I call a warm flannel piece. It's smooth, it's connected, and even the accented, it's more meant for emphasis, but it's not a heavy kind of an accent. Okay, we're moving on to Shine by Michael Markowski. Good job laying into this distances. Yeah, I need a little bit more on the fortepiano on the saxes. Stay softer longer. I'd postpone the crescendo in measure 11 until the last two beats, and maybe even the measure 16. Okay, stay softer longer on the forte pianos, and then wait a little bit longer to make your crescendo be a little more effective. Again, I gotta have a little bit more of the eighth note forte piano. A little bit more on the di di da da di da da, especially when you're getting close to this imitation after 29. A little bit sharper accent on the downbeat, just so the audience hears the imitation there. You know, forte piano, wait a little bit longer for your crescendo. Okay, a little bit more on the forte piano and the saxes. Good job in the percussion. On this, I'm hearing all the percussion very clearly, but it's not overpowering. Yeah, good balance here. Yeah, be thinking the eighth note before you come in, so that if the train is moving at 60 miles an hour, when you come in with eighth notes after rest, you're going at the speed. So I would think, ba 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 da da da, four eighth notes before I come in there, just so I'm in good time. Good. Again, vertical alignment. Make sure you're all together there. Yeah, I'll let that ring a little bit more on the vibes. Good job, trombones. Crotales. Yeah, if you have the crotales, you need to bring them out a little bit more. Sometimes crotales, you can play them on the bells. Oh, they're bowed crotales. You could also bow the bells. Bit more weight on the second quarter. Da dee da da. It's more of a pleading kind of effect. Again, beat two is where he's having the emphasis of the rhythmic flow. Good job, horns, saxes. Yeah, really beautiful timbre here. Careful, all of this matches, and the bass clarinet, bassoon, you have a little bit of an independent line there. Make sure you bring that out in the tenor sax. So it's a little scarier because there's usually only one of you on a part, and you've got most of the woodwinds playing a slightly different rhythm. So I would come up one dynamic just to make sure it's good and secure. Beautiful job, flutes. Dee da da da. Again, wait on that second bead. Da, da. A little bit more growth here. Yeah, from piano up to mezzo forte. Good job, woodwinds. A little more tambourine. Not hearing it. Good job, horns. Stay softer. Bop, bop. Yeah, a little bit more crescendo as you're going down all the way up to fortissimo. What happens, you backed away a little bit, which would be good if this were more lyric style, but this is more rhythmic nature, a more dance-like piece than a song. Yeah, so think of all of your music either emanating from a song, which would be lyric, or a dance, which would be rhythmic, a little bit feistier. Good. Really nice pacing here. Excellent. What I would do is I would I like the dynamic at 194 and 195. Starting in 196, I would come down a little bit, like maybe bring it down to mezzo forte and put a 1, 2, 3, 4 measure crescendo into that. And trombones, horns, it's got to be white hot when you hit the D. Trombones, huge. It's almost a sound effect. 1, 2, bum, and then a little bit more energy on the end. Again, what happened is it sounded a little bit anticlimactic. So you've got to really push ahead just a little bit. I want to congratulate you on your performance, and I'm supposed to be up there with Larry at this time. Okay, good job.